With Montana News, I'm Sherry Tressler. Officials say a motorist who was shot after threatening a deputy with a rifle during a traffic stop remains in critical condition. Beaverhead County Sheriff Frank Klusner says the deputy shot the man about 10 miles south of Dillon at around 7 p.m. Tuesday, shortly after they received a report of a possible drunken driver. The sheriff says the man got out of his pickup with a rifle and the deputy shot him. The Independent Record reports that the man has been transferred to an out-of-area hospital because the extent of his injuries is too severe to be handled by the Dillon Hospital. Klusner says a shooting review board will determine if the deputy's actions were appropriate. The review is expected to be completed next week. American Indians across the West are calling for continued federal protections of grizzly bears in the northern Rockies, saying that they oppose trophy hunting of a species many tribes consider sacred. The Interior Department is considering lifting protections for an estimated 700 to 1,000 grizzly bears in the vast wilderness centered in Yellowstone National Park. That would put the animals under state management and open the door to limited hunting. The former chairman of Arizona's Hopi tribe, Ben Nuvamsa, says his people regard the grizzly bear as an uncle possessing strong healing powers. Nuvamsa and representatives of dozens of other tribes say that they have been denied formal consultations on the government's upcoming decision. U.S. Fish Wildlife spokeswoman Serena Baker says the agency is seeking to balance tribes' concerns with science that indicates the grizzlies have recovered from widespread extermination. The Environmental Protection Agency begins a comprehensive investigation on Monday into the extent of contamination at a former Frenchtown paper mill. The plant opened in the 1950s and was last operated by Smurfit Stone Container. It closed in 2010 and a year later was purchased by M2 Green Redevelopment. Limiting sampling revealed the presence of several industrial contaminants at the 3,200-acre site, including dioxin, lead, and arsenic. Peter Nielsen is the Missoula County's environmental health supervisor. Nielsen says officials will pay close attention to the assessment process and may ask for some additional work. The site's owners will reimburse $600,000 to EPA for work already completed. That money will help fund the new testing that's expected to wrap up by Christmas. A Maryland saxophone player who sought to participate in fundraisers around the country, in part to raise money for a fake cancer charity, has been ordered to repay a Montana organization nearly $5,700. District Judge Dana Christensen also ordered Donald Ski Johnson of Silver Springs to spend 5 years on probation, including 6 months of home confinement when he sentenced him for wire fraud yesterday in Missoula. Prosecutors said Johnson offered to perform and play in a celebrity golf tournament tied to a Big Brothers Big Sisters of Gallatin County fundraiser in July of 2012 in exchange for travel and lodging costs. He also offered to donate 2 Grammy tickets to an auction if half the proceeds went to his Jazz for Life Foundation. The tickets sold, but before the organization could collect payment, organizers were warned that Johnson might be scamming them. A 48-year-old Texas man suspected in a triple shooting that left one man dead made his initial appearance in justice court in Butte. The Montana Standard reports Tony Sawyer of Lubbock was charged with deliberate homicide and 2 counts of attempted deliberate homicide for a November 3rd shooting in southwestern Montana. He did not enter a plea today. Joe Powers of Whitehall was killed about 13 miles southeast of Butte. 2 other men, ages 23 and 38, also suffered gunshot wounds. A motive for the shooting has not been released. Sawyer was arrested on November 4th in Idaho and waived extradition. He was returned to Butte Thursday night. He remains jailed with bail set at $1 million. Sawyer is being represented by public defender Ed Sheehy, and his arraignment is set for December 10th. State wildlife officials euthanized a male grizzly bear that had begun destroying property northeast of Columbia Falls to get it food. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks grizzly bear management specialist Tim Manley says the bear had been captured near Quorum in September after it broke into a chicken coop and killed several birds. It was radio collared and relocated about 40 miles away, south of Maria's Pass. The bear was captured Wednesday after Quorum area residents reported a bear broke out the back window of a pickup truck to get at horse feed, got into a refrigerator on the porch, and tried to get into a camper. Manley said the bear was between 12 and 15 years old and weighed 575 pounds. I'm Sherry Tressler. Thanks for tuning in to Montana Public Radio.